20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
And we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your 10 stripes buckled up because take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bryson pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
To this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Have we got a show for you? We've got the quarterback, Colt McCoy, joining us after three pretty strong games that he has played. Got a lot to cover with this guy. He is going to break it down in so many different ways. His performance, the big picture view of the team, how they're dealing with last week's very frustrating, heartbreaking loss at Cincinnati, how they're going to deal with the Ravens coming up. Lots to discuss, and Colt McCoy is going to break it down with us. John Clayton of ESPN, the guru of NFL journalists. He's the man. We go back many years. He's going to be aboard. Talk about what's going on around the National Football League, as only John Clayton can. We go inside the locker room on Wednesdays, and we're going to do that today. Jameer Howerton will be sitting down with Chris Gocomp as part of our twice-weekly feature that we do here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And we are going to ask you, as we do each day, a poll question to answer. It's on the Browns official Facebook page. Today's question: with the arrival of new long snapper Christian Yount, who has the biggest adjustment to make and why? Of course, Yount signed yesterday to replace Ryan Pompliano as the new snapper, long snapper for the Browns. And the choices are Phil Dawson, Brad Maynard, or Christian Yount. Which of those three will have the most adjusting to do beginning Sunday when the Browns take on the Ravens? Many of you voted already, and the polls are still open, and we'll give you the results of your voting at the end of the show. You always have a chance to ask me questions on this show via our official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages, and I answer them, as I will right now. Tim, his handle at TimFrame34. Will the Browns eventually hire an offensive coordinator to improve the offense? This is via Twitter. And, Tim, I would say I'm leaning in the direction of yes. And it sounds like, and we go back to when Mike Holmgren addressed this subject with the media not that long ago, sounded like that's what he would be inclined to want for this team. But the plan for at least year one of Pat Shurmur as head coach was to let Pat Shurmur handle the play calling. A lot of coaches do this in the NFL. A lot of coaches are handling their own play calling as offensive guys, defensive signal calling as defensive guys. Not a lot of that is in the hands strictly of coordinators. But for Pat Shurmur's sake, this is how he wanted to do it, and he was introducing an offense that's his concept, his version of the West Coast scheme. And every coach has a unique version, even though it gets general names, they have unique twists and nuances, and his does too. And he felt it was important to be the one who is calling the plays while introducing this offense. A Facebook question from Anthony: don't you agree that we still need to be running Obanaiah as well as Peyton Hillis? I do, wholeheartedly, Anthony. I think Chris Obanaiah should be a big part of what this running game is about. The changeup that he brings with Peyton Hillis is huge because of that outside speed and that quickness and that just the dimension that keeps a defense off balance. Dealing with the hammer that is Hillis, at least the way he ran last week against Cincinnati, and the guy who can give you that outside quickness that Obanaiah does. All right, in a couple of minutes, you're going to want to tune in and be with this. You're already tuned in, but you're going to want to be by your radio and stay near it, because we've got a conversation coming up, real deep, detailed conversation, I can promise you that, with the quarterback for the Browns, Colt McCoy. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's diehard loyalty, it's committing to the full 50. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
It's time to get serious and take good care of yourself and your family this cold and flu season. Only Theraflu has the serious power to relieve most severe cold and flu symptoms so you feel better. The power of Theraflu is now available with the great taste of Lipton green tea and honey lemon flavors. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Discount Drug Mart, thank you to run around. You'll find everything you need.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. Everything from automobiles to ATVs, homes to apartments, businesses to life. American Family can protect it. And this personalized coverage all comes at a very affordable price. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance is a special deal for forward thinkers. Switch your auto insurance to American Family and you could save some real money with our new discounts. Now that's something bright to think about. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Savings may vary. See your agent for details.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Accident Route 8 northbound at Perkins, an accident 71 southbound at Bagley on the exit ramp, Carr versus Deer. Accident 271 northbound before Cedar Brainerd in the local lanes. Accident 76 westbound before 277 and 76 westbound at East Avenue, backing up approaching in all of those spots. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Dave DiNatale, our producer, bringing in a little Temptations here. A little Motown Wednesday for you, in addition to being a football Wednesday. It's whatever Wednesday we want it to be. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is going to be brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. So pleased to be joined right now by Browns quarterback Colt McCoy. Colt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you aboard. And first of all, I want to start with the game last week in terms of how it ended up and the frustrating fashion it had to be. How a few days later in practice are you and your teammates kind of coping with that?
You know, it's disappointing. You know, it's the first time in a while since probably the Indianapolis game where we came out strong. We scored some points. We were up big at half. And, you know, we came out and let it slip away. And, you know, that that to me is just pretty disappointing. And you know, it's the same for everyone in that locker room. But there was a lot of good things that we did. You know, I think you go back and you watch the game and you watch the tape and you know, you really critique yourself pretty hard. We, you know, over the last 3 weeks, we've really played a lot better.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys are starting to step up. Guys are starting to make a little more plays. And you know, it's a process, you know. And I think for us, it's important that we don't lose heart, that we don't stop fighting, that we don't stop practicing hard. Because, you know, if we can fight through this, then that's what takes you to the next level. That's what takes you to the next stage. And we're close.
Is it more than just knowing that? In other words, is that something you address as teammates and among yourselves? I know the coaches, I'm sure, probably remind you as well. But what's the process of doing just what you said, keep fighting?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors that go into that. I think you look at our roster right now, there's a lot of young guys playing, whether you're on offense or defense. And you know, I was talking to Greg a little bit, and you know, I'm kind of fighting through the same thing. This is my first year to play, you know, to play a full season. You know, you play 4 years in college, you know, Greg played three, and you get 12, 13 weeks in, and your season's over, bowl game or not. I mean, now we're getting to the thick of where we got our division, and we got 5 or 6 games left, and we've got to be playing our best football right now, where normally we'd be done. And so I think it's important that you look around and see all the young group of guys who are kind of slowly developing into our core. And we've got to rise up and continue to compete, continue to take care of our bodies, continue to get better. And I think for us, that's the most important thing. And we've got some good veterans on this team that can help lead the way and help us in that direction. But we just got to continue to work, continue to prepare, and know that we're close. We see it, man. We practice so hard. We do so many good things, and it carries over week to week. And you know, more and more plays are starting to happen. And you know, it's hard to think of it this way, but it is a process. And I feel more comfortable each week. And we just got to continue to keep doing what we're doing, and we'll start to see results.
The only measurement, as you know, in this game that matters is wins. And
right. When
I look at these last three games, I see a really great snapshot. A really good snapshot of your performance that I know would be a great snapshot if it were 3-0 instead of 1-2.
Right.
And again, I know you're harshly judging it that way as well, but you have played better. It seems like you've been playing your best ball these last few games. Give me a breakdown of what's been happening to elevate that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Winning is the most important thing. You know, I tell my teammates and guys all the time, man, if I threw the ball one time and we won, you know, that's the most important thing to me. I mean, that was the most important thing in college. And we've got to figure out a way to get that done. But as far as my progress and the things that, you know, how do I think I'm playing? Why, you know, I spend a lot of time critiquing myself, evaluating myself, things I can do better, things that I miss. You know, I don't want to miss those again. You know, things that I can correct, I want to correct and move on and make a different mistake the next time. You know, and I've been doing that. You know, I spend a lot of time with my coaches and each week I'm getting better and better. And you know, it's hard to see those results, and it's hard for me because we didn't win. You know, and if we don't win, then I consider that not a good game, not good enough. And so I am hard on myself at times, probably a lot harder than I should be. But it means a lot to me, you know, and I want to win. And I know we will. Right now, it's just tough.
As you look at you from the beginning of the season to where you are now, what are some of the aspects of your game that you've seen the progress in, specifically, if you can talk about those?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a couple things. I think number one is just in general, just the comfort level of just getting the play call, spinning it out of my mouth, and playing fast. You know, just I get it. I get everything. You know, and I think a lot of film study has helped. I think just understanding what we're trying to get done offensively. The West Coast, the footwork, the timing, the rhythm. I think those things, as time goes by, everything's just starting to slow down. Everything's starting to feel more natural. You know, I'm feeling a lot better underneath the center, and I think the combination of underneath and in the gun and what we're doing has been really helpful. It's pretty efficient, And I would say the biggest thing is, I'll be the first to tell you, I got a long ways to go. I got a lot of work to do. But, you know, I think you look at any quarterback in this league, they would say that their first year too.
Sure.
And it's a process. It's a growth. And, you know, I keep getting better week to week. Now we got to find ways to win. That's the most important thing.
When you address the general comfort of working within this offense, and it was new to you to be in Pat Shurmur's scheme this year, it's obviously more familiar after 11 games, but where is your best comfort zone? And a lot of talk about, hey, should the guy be in shotgun like all the time, or where is he? People look at you and say, hey, Colt looks a lot more comfortable there, and Colt in the 2-minute drill in shotgun spread. When you hear those types of comments, what goes through your head? And if you had to design the perfect thing for you, would it be that, or is it this? And I know I'm not asking you to undermine your coach.
No, that's a good question. You know, I obviously I do feel comfortable in the shotgun. That I played a lot in college in the shotgun. When I was in high school, we were probably half and half. I played underneath the center more than people thought I did. But, you know, I look around the league, I look at Aaron Rodgers. They run the West Coast, and he may be underneath the center maybe at the most 5 times a game.
Right.
You know, he's in the gun the whole – I look at Drew Brees, and they have a pretty good balance of – you know, he's probably in the shotgun, I would say probably 75% of the time when you watch them. But at the same time, I want to be good at what my coach wants me to be good at, and I want to get better at the things that I need to get better, and whatever helps us offensively – score points, win games. And so I've committed myself to spending a ton of time underneath the center, working at it, you know, my footwork, my timing, and that keeps getting better and better. So at this point, there are things that I like underneath the center better than I do in the shotgun.
Okay.
And then there's still things that I like in the shotgun better than underneath the center. And I think Pat and I are starting to get a feel for each other and, you know, kind of what I like, what I don't like. And we're starting to really become kind of on the same page on those things, and that's really helped over these last 3 or 4 weeks. And so, you know, whatever wins, I think as we move on, I think we'll all become more comfortable as to what we like, what works. You know, when I talk to guys who are in the West Coast, whether that be Favre or Rodgers,
right.
You know, New Orleans runs a version of it. You know, the message to me is always the same. Look, man, it's frustrating early. You know, Favre would say, the first 3 years I was in that thing, man, I was so frustrated. He said, but then you learn how to make it your own. You learn what you like. You learn what you're good at. And then all of a sudden, everything clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's kind of the mentality that I have right now. Is we're learning. I'm figuring out, you know, what we do best, what our guys do best. You know, what plays really help us move the ball. And, you know, it's a process.
Browns quarterback Colt McCoy joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He drives a Ford truck, too. I know that because of the commercial. F-150, right?
That's right.
Colt, when it comes to you mentioned earlier about Greg Little, and you said about the learning process that you appreciate he's going through as a rookie because you were just there. Now, you go through a game like last week where he has 4 drops where you're putting the ball there. 2 mentalities at work here. One, the worry that the kid, and I know you are too, but the younger kid is dropping a football and how his psyche deals with that and the confidence thing. You, the quarterback, your confidence in a guy who's repeatedly dropping footballs. Address those two if you could.
Well, I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned from last week, you know, especially with Greg and I. You know, for me as a quarterback, I think it's number one important not to ever lose confidence in those guys. You know, I have all the confidence in the world in Greg and Mo and Cribs and Jordan and the guys who are playing receiver. And we work at it. We prepare week to week. And I think as each week goes on, we got a better feel for each other. But for me, I think it was important in the game to go over and talk to Greg. Hey, man, I'm not losing my confidence. And you keep playing. I gotta have you. I gotta come back and find you. I'm gonna get you the ball. You know, stay with me. You know, don't lose it. And you know, and we talked about a little bit about earlier, at this point in the year, it's kind of where everybody kind of gets fatigued. And, you know, the good teams win in December. The good teams figure out a way. And Greg is going to be a great player in this league. And, You know, he had a bad game. He knows it. He admits it. He wants to be a great player. And, you know, it's little things. You know, today, coming back to him again and putting my arm around and say, hey, man, you all right? You doing all right? Let's get a few throws after practice. You know, let's run a few routes, kind of get this bad taste out of our mouth. I said, and your part is to continue to grow, continue to get better. I said, one thing that will help is get in your playbook. Be able to understand exactly what you got every play and play fast. That way you don't have to think about anything else. Hmm. And I think those are little things that just will get his confidence back. We'll get my confidence in him, you know, back up to where it needs to be, and we'll just keep playing.
I know you're not inside his head, but how did you think he was responding? Receptively?
Greg's fine. Greg's fine. And to be honest, he's really hard on himself. You know, he wants to be a really good player, and, you know, I believe he will. You know, but I think at times it's natural. We all go through sometimes where we lose a little confidence here and there, but the great players figure out a way to put that aside and just keep climbing that ladder of success. You know, for me as a quarterback, I also think it's important to help him along that. And together we can overcome this.
Your own situation with five games left, and it's no secret that this team certainly is looking big picture, evaluating you as they evaluate everybody. And we've heard Mike Holmgren talk about this repeatedly, Pat Shurmur, the idea that, you know, long-term, what will the quarterback situation be on this team? How much do you concern yourself with the idea of whether you've done enough or how much more you think you need to do over five games to kind of just close this discussion up and say, I am going to be the guy from 2012 forward?
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't ever lose that mentality. You know, I continue to work. I continue to prepare to make myself the best player that I can possibly be. And to be honest, I know that Pat will critique me. I know Mike will critique me. I've got a lot of quarterback coaches in this building. I've got a lot of offensive minds in this building. And, you know, I think great season, you win every game. We should sit down and critique what can we do better, where we go from here, you know, or in a season like this. And so I'm all about it. I'm all about, hey, let's figure out where we are, what we have to do. And for me, I'm a competitor, I'm a fighter, and I want to win every game. And I know we're getting there. I know we're close. And you know, I know we're building this thing, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Big challenge, obviously, they're all challenges, but this one Sunday against the Ravens and this outstanding defense and this outstanding pass rush, Terrell Suggs and company, from your perspective, what are some of your thoughts in terms of dealing with it, in terms of beating that rush and being able to make the plays you need to make to win this game?
Yeah, I think a couple things. You know, number one, they're a very good front core group. You know, they rotate in and out. Their defensive linemen, you know, they stay fresh. Their linebackers are fast. They make good reads. They play together for a long time, and they create a lot of turnovers, a lot of havoc because they're always in the backfield. You know, you look last week, they had 9 sacks. And I think it's crucial for us to be able to handle their pressures, their twists, the things that they do up front with our linemen, with our running backs. And then, you know, the second part, I think, is just understanding where Ed Reed is. You know, he's a Hall of Fame player, and
right.
He makes plays, and you know, especially in crunch time situations, fourth quarter, he just always is around the ball. He's a ball hawk, and so I think if we're aware of those two things and we handle those two things, then we have a chance to win this game. So we know it's a big challenge. We know we've got a lot on our plate this week, but we're excited to be back at home to play in front of our home crowd, and it's a division game, so it should be a lot of fun.
Well, Colt, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck Sunday and beyond.
All right, thanks.
All right. Browns quarterback Colt McCoy joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Friday is over, but the deals have been extended at Liberty Ford. Liberty has thousands of vehicles on sale now. For only $179 a month, you can drive off in a new Ranger, Escape, or Fusion. That's right, only $179 a month on 3 of Liberty's bestsellers. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, hurry in and save at Liberty Ford. It all ends on December 4th. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
Thank you.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of Wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I had taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
This holiday season, avoid those time-consuming trips to the post office. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage for all your letters and packages using your own computer and printer. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Try Stamps.com today and get this special offer, a four-week trial plus $110 in bonuses, including $55 in postage. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the radio mic at the top of the page, and enter radio. That's Stamps.com, enter radio.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and if you love bocce ball, how about this? Get to the Bocce Club at Freeway Lanes in Wycliffe. Four professional full-length bocce courts featuring a service direct from Italy. They're the only courts like it in Ohio. What a place to have a holiday office or corporate party. There's even a private room across with a bar, flat screens, and a pool table. Look, only at Freeway Lanes in Wycliffe. Go to freewaylanes.com to book your party, join a bocce league, or reserve a court today.
You know where and when you get the best deals on anything, right? When someone's having a moving sale, you'll get incredible stuff for ridiculous bargain prices because it's less expensive for people to sell it than to move it. Well, here's the thing. Now, Mentor Mitsubishi is getting ready to move to a brand new location, and the less they have to take with them, the better. Better for them? Unbelievably better for you. Right now, you can save like never before, and probably never again, during the Mentor Mitsubishi moving sale. Everything has to go. Everything's a bargain. They'll do whatever it takes to clear out their inventory. You can take up to $7,500 off new Mitsubishis right now. $7,500 in savings. Mentor Mitsubishi has every possible deal on the table. How about zero payments for 12 months, 0% interest, zero down leases? Make an offer. Whatever works out best for you is what works out best for them. And just for taking a test drive, you'll get a free family four-pack of bowling at Freeway Lanes. So hurry in for once-in-a-lifetime deals. The moving sale. Now at Mentor Mitsubishi, 9090 Mentor Avenue.
Hi, this is Tom Heckert, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I am really loving this this Motown Wednesday thing that Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, has going for us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. As the general manager just told you, it's driven by Liberty Ford. And in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, and this Around the League segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very pleased to welcome to the show right now a great friend and one of the greatest football journalists you will find on this planet, John Clayton of ESPN. John, welcome to the show.
Vic, it's good to be with you again.
All right. So, John, lots of news yesterday out of Jacksonville, an amazing day where you had just a franchise getting sold and a coach being fired. Let's start with the selling of the Jaguars franchise and what that means to that team's future.
Well, I mean, first off, I think it gives some security with the amount of money that the new owner has that you know, they're going to be staying in Jacksonville. And, of course, naturally, if you're a Jacksonville Jaguars season ticket holder and fan, you've got to worry, but also to understand where the direction of the team is, and the direction is not heading to Los Angeles. And the reason I say that is that, first off, you know, you have to have a buzz to your team if you're going to be the L.A. team. I mean, and you look at the way that Gene Smith is doing a good job putting that team together, there's not going to be any buzz. I mean, he's trying to to find good, no-nonsense football players to kind of fit the profile of that team. But also, too, that's not going to be attractive enough. I mean, if they're going to be options for L.A., they're going to be at the back of the list because of the way the team is being built. I mean, it may be built to win, but there's no sizzle there. And you have to have sizzle if you're going to be L.A. So I think in a lot of ways, you know, it's smart that they went with Gene Smith for three more years because he's a good personnel evaluator, and I think he's drafted well. But also, too, I think it secures the fact that they're not going to be the L.A. team.
What about the new owner, John? What do you know about him? What will he bring to the league besides all that huge amount of cash that allowed him to buy the team?
Well, I mean, the big thing, I think that, you know, he was so involved with the St. Louis situation that you get the idea that he did well enough that he was going to get the next available team. And, you know, they wanted to have Orthwein because I think that they know he has been he's a rich billionaire that has experience on other sports franchises. So they wanted to have him as the St. Louis owner. And so now they get the next move, which is giving him Jacksonville. And, of course, now, you know, I say that they're not going to be an L.A. team. You know, what I wonder about long term, could that be the London team?
Right.
Because I think with his resources, you know, that could be a possibility. But for London, you're talking 10, 15 years down the line.
Sure.
But I think what he does, you know, he gives them at least enough money to try to be a little bit more aggressive in some things. Now, they were aggressive in free agency this past year. You know, they're not going to be a big spending team. You know, still long term, what he has to figure out with, what, an $800 million price tag is that how do you do all the financing and make it work? Because the market in Jacksonville is not that big, but at least he has enough resources to try to make this all work.
Yeah, and he's what a great success story. Pakistani-born businessman Saeed Khan coming into a league where and it's, you know, it's the sort of thing where you love these success stories because he comes here, builds a business, puts himself in a position to basically do a cash deal for this team, goes through the very extensive vetting process. I know for a lot of people it's a name that even in and around Jacksonville, of course, they're scratching their heads. They're not sure where this all came from, except that the NFL, as I understand it, when they put you through a vetting process as an owner, it's a very thorough one.
Well, no question. I think it's the fact that you can see where the timetable is. I mean, I'm just stunned. I mean, how many times have you seen this quick of a closing? Because they're talking about approving it at the owners' meeting within 2 weeks and then having a closing on January 4th. And so you can get the sense that he was pre-approved for the St. Louis deal until Orthwein decided, you know what, I have first right of refusal and I want to exercise it, and let me slide past the ownership rules of other sports teams in other cities to be able to do it. And they said, okay, fine, we'll make an exception. And they say, okay, Mr. Khan, just stay cool here. We'll get you the next team. And it's like they get him Jacksonville, so you get they feel good about him.
Well, and you and I go into this journalism thing, and meanwhile, he's making billions in the auto parts industry. Why didn't we get into auto parts, John, many years ago?
Let's put it this way. I mean, we both, you know, came up in steel-type towns in the East.
Yes.
And all that different stuff. I mean, we realize, you know, it's much easier doing this. We're not listing anything. We're not, like, getting our hands dirty. I mean,
good
it's
point.
Like the one thing is, you know, we talk, we write, and we watch. It's,
okay.
That's what we're supposed to do.
I'm sold. That's better than being a billionaire. I like that. Coaching changes, and, of course, Jack Del Rio out in Jacksonville. Let's touch upon that and what you sort of see coming there. The beginning of the end, at least short term, that I saw after the Jaguars lost to the Browns, and then some comments that he made afterward that basically pointed a finger at Dirk Koetter, his offensive coordinator, for the questionable play calling down by the goal line.
Oh yeah, it's like naturally when I heard the news that it was a firing of Jack Del Rio, first thing I had to do was call Vito Stellino, and of course he was even telling me that the reporters there just marveled in Cleveland at Del Rio just selling out anybody. But that's kind of the way he has been throughout most of his career. I mean, he was going to make other people accountable, not necessarily him, and you know, obviously he was going to take the ultimate accountability for his 9 years down there. But yeah, it's like, oh yeah, well. Oh, that's Dirk. I mean, Dirk made that call. I didn't do it. It's like, okay, fine. But that's why, you know, you don't see a lot of sympathy right now for Jack Del Rio, who really, I think, is a good coach.
Yes.
But they needed to go a different direction. Now, I think also you can see that we know that the ownership thing was working behind the scenes, and they somehow, some way have two national games coming up in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And because of that, I don't think they at this stage wanted to have him as the face of the new franchise.
Right.
So what they also wanted to do is, okay, we've got Mel Tucker here. Let's see if he can be a candidate for the job. They give him 5 games to be able to do this. This gives them the opportunity now to call the Jeff Fishers, the John Grudens, see if they have a chance at any of these guys, because they're going to have to be more creative than the other teams looking for coaches, because it's going to be toward the back of the list of destinations for hot coaches. They have to see where the next group of hot coaches really are, and so you put all that together. They needed to get the 5-week start, and that's why they think the timing worked out perfectly for them.
Yeah, and no question about it. And Jack Del Rio, like you said, also a really good guy. I had an opportunity in talking with him when they were in Cleveland, the Jaguars, to just mention to him a colleague and great friend of ours, Alan Wilson, who covers the Buffalo Bills for the Buffalo News, fighting a tough battle with cancer. Jack Del Rio, during the preseason when the Jaguars were visiting Buffalo, makes a visit to the hospital bed of our colleague and great friend, Alan Wilson. Just does it quietly, randomly, wanted no publicity for it. It did get out that he was there, but this is the head coach. And he didn't have any special affiliation with Alan. He just went there and talked some football with a guy who needed, a friendly face. And I told him I'd never forget him for that. But you're not judged on being a good guy in this profession of coaching. You gotta win and have success. Other coaches who are some good guys too, but are on the hot seat. Let's talk about, first of all, Jim Caldwell in Indianapolis.
Well, there's still, just even talking to some people back in Indy yesterday, he actually has a chance to keep his job, believe it or not. But I think what he needs to do is he needs to win 3 of the next 5 games to be able to do it, because you already see that there's going to be coaching staff changes. Larry Coyer was fired yesterday as a defensive coordinator. But I think they would like, because the one thing is, I mean, what they look at is that the season was blown out once they lost Peyton Manning, not because they have Jim Caldwell as coach, but also he needs to at least win a couple games to get things going so he can save his job. So I still think there's a chance that he can save his job. 1-15, 0-16, there's no way. So they like him. They're still playing hard for him. They're just not doing anything on offense that can win football games.
John Clayton of ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More hot seats, Philadelphia. John, do you think Andy Reid can survive there?
I do, because when you think about it, okay, if they were on a franchise one-year contract with Michael Vick, then he might not. But they put $100 million into Michael Vick, and there is no coaching staff in this country that would do a better job with Michael Vick than both Andy Reid and Marty Morningwig. And if you take the two away from him, then you've just wasted $100 million, because, you know, what those two guys did is make Michael Vick turned his career around. He was an elite running quarterback back right. when he was with Atlanta, taking the team into the playoffs. Now he's an elite throwing and running quarterback. And so if you take away the two coaches that got him to earn that $100 million, you've now set the franchise back, and they're not interested in setting the franchise back. Plus, there's a loyalty factor. Jeff Lurie, for many, many years, has said, Andy, you can coach this team as long as you want. And so unless Andy decides to step down, I don't think he's being fired.
And Tom Coughlin with the Giants in their usual late season second half of season struggle, can he survive it this time?
I think he can, but it's going to be dicey because, there's a great option out there in Jeff Fisher. And you know that John Mara was on the competition committee with him. You know John Mara would love to be able to stay with Tom Coughlin as a coach. But you have to be concerned about these second half falls. And, a lot of it still has to do with some of the talent that's there. I mean, that offensive line, they let personnel get way too old. You can see that Brandon Jacobs is not running the football as well. They've got holes in their linebacking corps, but they've had that for many years. And so, the reason that they are in this position is that they should never have lost that Seattle home game, and they should have never lost that Philadelphia home game. Those are the two games that I think are going to have to make the judgment. Is it Coughlin's fault? Is it injuries or whatever it is? I still think he can survive, but it's making it tougher.
And with all these situations, John, and I know this is something we've talked about before, but assistant coaches can sort of a I don't see, is there a dearth of candidates among assistant coaches just because the head coaches have taken on so much in the way of play calling?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you talk about the way to develop potential head coaches, the NFL has found to do it, because if you really look at the numbers, there are 10 count them, 10 offensive coaches that are calling their plays. There are 5 defensive coaches that are calling their plays. Then you start to look, okay, what do you have? You have 8 former head coaches that may not get a second bite, third bite, or fourth bite of the apple as a head coach. So that takes 18 offensive coaches off the board. So you have 14 coordinators on offense, and literally you have about 18 on defense. That's 32 assistant coaches that are in that category. So now what do? Do you reach for guys like Joe Philbin in Green Bay, who's not called a play in his life? Do you reach for a Pete Carmichaels, who's filled in for 2 weeks calling plays while Sean Payton was recovering from his knee injury? Those are the options that you have. And so I don't think, and again, I guess because we're old, we actually go back when they didn't even have coordinators for the most part. But it's like, we're at a stage right now, if coordinator is the ticket to become a head coach, it's as low as it can get.
I'm to the point, looking at the Ndamukong Suh story in Detroit, John, where it's sort of sad, maybe even a little pathetic. I look at a guy who has enormous talent. I look at a guy who just seemingly as a rookie had the world in his hands. And by the way, he still does, but seemed to have a better grip on it a year ago and seems to be unnecessarily adding to it with stuff that is so far beyond what you need to be as a player, where you're now trying to intentionally hurt someone else outside the boundaries of play, hurting your football team, and developing, I think, a kind of reputation that is going to be very hard to live down. And doing that on Thanksgiving Day, of all days, where every football, even casual football eyeballs are on you, where does it leave this situation, and now with him facing the two-game suspension?
Well, two things need to happen. First off, Jim Schwartz needs to take more control of it. I mean, he cannot just enable him and to allow what he's been doing. I mean, he needs to be more forceful. But I think the second thing that needs to be done is I think Ndamukong Suh needs to reach out to Mean Joe Green, because if you really go back to 1969, Green's first year, Green was doing the same type of things. I mean, he was slamming people around. I remember he chased Danny Abramowitz around the Superdome trying to beat him up one time. I remember that. I mean, it's like that first year, I mean, he was Mean Joe Green. I mean, he came in with the name, but, man, he was mean. Chuck Knoll said, this has got to stop. You've got to focus. And he, all of a sudden, within 1 year, turned it around, and he was one of the nicest guys doing Coke commercials and becoming the Hall of Famer that he was and one of the greatest defensive tackles in the game. What Ndamukong needs to do, because he has that type of talent, is to call Mean Joe. And have Mean Joe talk him through. Mean Joe is coaching defensive linemen. He will tell him, it's like, you cannot do this. They've been in the same boat. They're in the same talent level. But I think that if Ndamukong doesn't do it, then he's in denial and is going to let his career be very average.
And if he does it, he could add a soft drink commercial in addition to the car commercials he's doing. So it's all good. All right.
Absolutely.
John, great stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We'll talk with you down the road.
Okay, thanks.
He is John Clayton from ESPN. And much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
A boy born in hot damn Mississippi.
Black Friday is over, but the deals have been extended at Liberty Ford. Liberty has a large selection of pre-owned vehicles on sale now. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing. All makes and models, rates as low as 1.9%, and guaranteed financing. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, hurry in and save at Liberty Ford. It all ends December 4th. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's diehard loyalty, it's committing for the full 50. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you noticing a little body fat?
Are you feeling a little unmotivated? Be honest. Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy, the positive outlook, even the healthy sex drive you once had. An Ageless Male is all natural. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 800-460-4814. That's 800-460-4814. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 50%. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 800-460-4814. That's 800-460-4814.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
On Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, single game tickets still available, but not for long. Purchase yours before it's too late for the Browns Ravens divisional matchup this Sunday. It's not the wrap up, it's the first of the two divisional games, obviously, the second one being on Christmas Eve. But this one is this Sunday, December 4th, 4:05 p.m. kickoff. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And this Inside the Locker Room segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Each week, our own Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player for a one-on-one interview. This week, he goes inside the locker room with linebacker Chris Gokong. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Chris, the team is coming off a devastating loss. First things first, what is the mindset of the team as you guys get back on the field today in practice?
You know, I think we have to learn from our loss. I mean, we were ahead going to the fourth quarter, and we kind of lost some steam at the end. I really do think we need to focus on finishing the game and finishing teams off and really putting the chokehold on when we have them in that position. But for the most part, you know, we're just going about it like we usually do every Wednesday and just putting that work in and we'll see how it turns out on Sunday.
The Battle of Ohio is always a physical matchup, and unfortunately for the linebacking core, Scott Fujita sustained a season-ending injury. How challenging will this be for your group?
You know, I think it is tough for us to lose Scott. You know, he's such a presence in the linebacker room as well as a team room itself. But for the most part, you know, I think we have a lot of backups who know what they're doing, and you know they pay attention to meetings. And I really do feel comfortable going to Sam and having Kaluka going at will. And you know, we had a little background at it a couple weeks ago when Scott was out with a concussion, but I thought that went pretty smooth. So we'll see how it goes on Sunday.
Chris, you have the experience at playing at all three positions within the linebacking unit. How much of that experience will help you as you move forward into the later part of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one thing that's great about experience is you know, you really do feel comfortable with changes, and you know, I do believe that you know, so much of it is coaching and paying attention in class or in the classroom and you know, just watching enough film and all that stuff. But I do think that experience is the other part too. So I feel comfortable.
So with that, have you done anything differently this week as you prepare to face the Ravens, or is just going as my business as usual?
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, watching film is going to be a little different. I'll have myself in a different position. But for the most part, you know, it's, you can be, depending on what the offense does, you can put in each other's position, no matter if it's strong or weak. So you have to know both sides.
defensively as a unit, you guys played stout on goal line last week, and the front seven showed a bend but don't break presence. This is something that you can build on as you move forward against another tough offense in the Baltimore Ravens.
Definitely. I think we have to find a way to keep them out of the red zone. But when it comes down to it, you know, when it gets real dirty, we're the guys who are going to put the work in and try to stop them, keep them to a field goal or whatever it takes. I have the most respect for our D tackles and our ends. They really do work their butt off, and they show it out there.
Not only is Ray Rice running the ball well, but he's averaging 9.9 yards a reception. How do you contain a guy like this?
Yeah, he's one of those backs. You know, I really do. I would compare him to Maurice Jones-Drew. You know, he can run with the ball, he can catch it and run, and he can block. So he's one of those backs you always have to keep an eye out, and the quarterback is. You know, he'll look downfield, but then he might check it down to Ray Rice for, you know, 10 or 12 yards. So he always has to keep an eye on him.
And Chris, overall in this business, as we mentioned earlier, you have to have a short memory because Sunday presents another challenge and another opportunity to get better against a divisional rivalry.
Definitely. You know, it was a tough loss. You know, I really do think that if we find those couple plays that I know we can make, we have the guys to make it. If we find those plays, we can come off with W's, in those games. So we're looking for them this next Sunday.
Chris, thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, great stuff, Jameer and Chris Gokong. All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you the results of our poll question today. And go in the mailbag. Read some of the questions that you have for me. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans. Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design. Third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
The cold winter weather is here, so warm up your vehicle with a remote starter from Summit Sound and Security. Avital remote starters begin at just $179, professionally installed with two transmitters, a 1,500-foot range, and a lifetime parts warranty. Get your remote starter today at Summit Sound and Security, a 14-year member of the Better Business Bureau, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Brake jobs with TruStop brake pads, 50% off, including parts and labor. Select oil changes, 50% off. Shocks and struts, 50% off, plus labor. Balance and rotation, 50% off. 50% off the regular retail price at NTB, today through Sunday. Car or truck needs service? 50% off. Only at NTB. Need tires? Today through Sunday, four select tires from $99. Only at NTB. Tires, 13, 14, 15, and 16-inch select tires at a price you'll find hard to believe. 13-inch, four tires for $99. 14-inch, four tires for $199. 15-inch, four tires for $249. 16-inch, four tires for $299. But make no mistake, this sale ends Sunday. 50% off select service. Four select tires, $99. Only at NTB. 50% off today through Sunday.
If you've been injured, the attorneys at Russo, Rosalina, and Company handle all types of personal injury claims, including wrongful death, car, truck, and motorcycle accidents, medical malpractice, and injuries on the job. In fact,
If you've been hurt over the past 2 years, you may be entitled to receive a money award even if you didn't miss work. Call Russo Rosalina today, 440-461-8500, or visit them at the website, rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com.
Okay, so here's the thing. Ohio's number one Mentor Kia has a problem. More and more people keep coming in for the great deals and easy experience of shopping at Mentor Kia. And then they tell their friends, and they come in, and they tell their friends. So now, to keep bringing you the world-class customer care Mentor Kia is known for, they're expanding. But to make growing bigger easier, they have to clear out as much inventory as possible fast. So right now, Mentor Kia is staying open extended hours and dealing on every car, new and pre-owned. They'll consider every offer. You want 0% interest? Got it. Zero down leases? Yep. Even zero payments for 12 full months. And Mentor Kia will give up to $8,000 minimum for your trade. Want low monthly payments? Drive a new Kia Rio for $99 a month. And just for taking a test drive, you'll get a free family four-pack of bowling at Freeway Lanes. Stop in. Make us an offer and save now during the expansion sale at the number one and getting even better. Mentor Kia, 9090 Mentor Avenue and MentorKia.com.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Wednesday edition. Vic Carucci with you, as I am each day for this hour. Monday through Friday. Love it. Enjoy it. It's a great time to talk some ball. And we've got to tell you, first and foremost, the Browns are hosting their annual U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Touchdown for Tots collection at Cleveland Browns Stadium. That's this Sunday prior to the Ravens game. Fans are encouraged to donate new, unused toys valued at $10 or more, or make a monetary donation as you enter the stadium. It'd be very nice. The Touchdown for Tots program is locally supported by the 3rd Battalion, 25th Marines of Brook Park, Ohio. A reminder that this Sunday's game, kicks off at 4:05. I think we've got that established, but you know what? It never hurts to remind and log on. Make sure you log on to clevelandbrowns.com for any additional information. The poll results brought to you, our daily poll brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The question was, with the arrival of new long snapper Christian Yount, who has the biggest adjustment to make and why? Phil Dawson, the kicker, Brad Maynard, the holder slash punter or punter slash holder, or Christian Yount, the snapper? You voted. Many of you did. 69% said Christian Yount. And this is a first for this poll, as my assistant Kristen Rebelli informed me as she was computing this, first time since we've started this poll, it was a tie for second. So we had 15% say Dawson and Maynard on that one. That's about right. My sense would be the adjustment is always going to be with the kicker. That would have been my vote because it's the timing of this whole thing, and it's the timing that's in his head. The same timing that screwed this up multiple times this year with Ryan Pomperion, who's no longer with the Browns, is the same timing that they've got to get right. And that's an adjustment. It's a new guy. So they're working together. They were working at it at practice today. They're going to work at it throughout the rest of this week. Back to the mailbag, to Facebook, our Browns official Facebook page, to ask Vic, Chris, how come we've seen less and less of our tight ends as the season progresses, especially Evan Moore? That's a great question, and I'm as baffled as anyone. I expected this to be, I don't know that I was going to say focal point of the offense, but a bigger part than we've seen. It's hard for me to believe that it's all just opponents doing this superb job of keeping tight ends from releasing freely to get open, but it seems like that's part of it. And I think Colt McCoy on a quick, on the quicker drops that this offense calls for, you would think those shorter intermediate routes that tight ends run would be ideal, more so than some of the other ones. But we say it each week, and it's a broken record. We need to see more of them because they're good. Thomas, do you think the reason we scored in the first quarter of this past game against Cincinnati, the first quarter touchdown by the Browns, was because Peyton Hillis was back in action? It certainly didn't hurt, Thomas. I don't know if I can do a specific cause and effect on that question, on that point, but I think you saw an offensive lift that he provided by his presence. So I think that would account maybe for multiple things, and that could be one of them. Adam, what are the Browns' main needs to start finding success? I think we see it. It's receivers. It's finding more talent in that group. It's finding more talent on offensive line. I think that those are going to be areas that are going to have to be addressed. It's finishing things off on defense. The defense is going to get – it's going to be a hard look there because, you know, he's got Scott Fujita gone now, a veteran player, not on injured reserve and out of the lineup. You needed depth at that position anyway, so linebackers certainly got to get a look. It's a team that needs help in multiple areas. There's no simple single answer to what ails this Browns team or has kept it for winning. You heard Colt McCoy talk about it sooner. That quarterback position, too, has got to be one that's got to be right. And do they have it right with Colt McCoy? We're going to see. And we'll see what the next 5 weeks bring for him as well. He's showing progress. All right, we want to thank Colt McCoy. We want to thank John Clayton. We want to thank Chris Gokong and Jameer Howerton. We want to thank Kristen Ribelli. We want to thank Pat McKenna for his great work as well. And our producer, our outstanding producer, Dave Dino DiNatale. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.